The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph tells us about the godless of Chani HaMagel, and especially about his Karachat Tefillah that he had. Now, this Chani HaMagel actually had a strong connection to the Chashmonaim, and it seems that he lived in the Tekufa of the Chashmonaim. We know the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us in Daf Pei Beis that the end of Malchus Chashmonai, it ended off with the standoff between the Hyrcanus and the Aristobulus. The Gemara tells us, Kishitzaru Beis Chashmonai Zal Zed, there was a civil war between the two kings of Chashmonai. Hyrcanus was mibifnim, Aristobulus mibachutz. Hyrcanus was on the inside of Yerushalayim, Aristobulus was on the outside of Cholyam, Mishalshalim, Bekupa, Dinarim, Vayamalim, Tmidim. And every day they would put a basket over the wall and they would give money, and then they would give him behemoths to be able to bring Mak of the Tmidim. And then it says there was a Zakin Echad Shemakim B'Chachma Yavanis. There's one Zakin who knew Chachma Yavanis, and he basically told them that if Kol Zman they're doing the Aveda, they will have a Kiyim. And the next day, instead of giving them a Kabbas with a Tamid, they gave him a Chazir, and that eventually brought about the Churban. They weren't able to do the Aveda, and that led to the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, the Gemara says they made a Gezerah Arar Shigal Chazirim. Curses anyone who's Megal Chazerim, and Ara Adam Shulamad is Melech Chachmei Yavanis, because of that Maisel that happened over there through the Chachmei Yavanis, that they ended up bringing eventually to the Churban Abayis, which started with this Melchama between the two Malchei Beis Chashmonai, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. That's the Maisel, the way it's brought down in the Gemara. So there was a civil war between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. One of them was on the inside of Yerushalayim, and one of them was on the outside. Now in Josephus, he brings down a very interesting thing that Chani HaMagel took a very integral role in that Maisa, and that Machlekes, that Melchama, that civil war. So it says when the people of Hyrcanus surrounded Yerushalayim from the outside, so Chani HaMagel was there. He was out there with them, and they very much wanted him to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should be victorious over Aristobulus. And they knew he had this Kaichat Tefillah. He says how they knew from the Matar whenever they needed rain, Chani would daven. He knew that he had this Kabbalah Kaichach, so they wanted to use him to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should beat Aristobulus. Which, by the way, it sounds like the feed that Aristobulus was on the inside and Hyrcanus was on the outside, the way we have it on the Gemara, it's Vakert. Hyrcanus was Mibifnim, Aristobulus Mibichutz, but Rabbi Kiveg over there is already Mitzayan that there's other Gersais and other Gemaras. Some have the opposite gear, so the Hyrcanus was Mibichutz and Aristobulus was Mibifnim. That seems to be how Josephus understood it. So Al Kapanim, they asked Chani HaMagel to daven that they should win, and Chani refused. He says, I can't do that. You're Yidden and they're Yidden. I can't daven that these Yidden should die and you should win. And they pushed him and they pressured him. Finally, they told him that if he doesn't daven for their victory, that they're going to kill him. And he was forced. He didn't have a choice, and he davened. But he davened a tefillah that shouldn't chalila cause any harm to anyone. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaOlam, you're in charge of everything. And he said that these are your kahanim, and these are your nation, and these are your kahanim, and these are your nation. And don't cause anything to happen. L'rak Yim L'Tayva. Because they're both Yidden, they're both your nation, and he avoided davening that Chalila, somebody should die, and he was Mahabichet for a Tefillah L'Tayv. But they were not happy with that Tefillah because it didn't daven the way they wanted, and they killed him. That's why it's brought down in Josephus. So his downfall, the Misa of Chayni, came because of this Maisa with the Chashmonaim, the Machlokes between the two Malchei Chashmonai. Now, one of the obvious problems with the story is it doesn't seem to shnim with our Gemara. Our Gemara says it has a whole different version of how Chani HaMagel died. When he came back at the end, after the 70 years, so they told him, nobody believed him that it was Chani HaMagel. They didn't recognize him, they didn't know who he was. And he said the famous words, Eichav Rusa, Eim Yisusa. And then he was by Rachmi, he asked for Rachmi Mumis, and he died. So it sounds like he died because of this Maisa that no one recognized who he was. Nothing to do with the civil war and being killed by the Anshe Hyrcanus on the outside. So it doesn't really seem to shtim with our Gemara. So in the Marsha over here is Eimin on this, and the Marsha brings down, he says, some say there are two Chani HaMagels, and maybe we're talking about two different people. As a whole Shiloh, was it these two Maisim over here, is it the same Chani HaMagel or not? But the Marsha himself seems to hold that it's not really Akasha, and it could fit in with our Gemara, and he's Matziah that really Chani HaMagel did not die during the civil war with Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, but he disappeared at the time. They couldn't find him, and it was assumed that he died in the battle. That's why everyone thought that he died during the war, and that's why Josephus brings down that he died during the war. But the emissaries, he didn't die, he fell asleep. He fell asleep for 70 years and he disappeared and no one knew about him. And because they didn't know about him, that's why they assumed that he died. But really, he didn't die, he was sleeping. And for that reason, when he came back, no one believed him that he was Chani HaMagel because as far as they were concerned, he died in the war. So really, the Marsha is saying that's not a stereotype. He didn't die, they thought he died. because he disappeared, but really he was sleeping. Doesn't seem to fit in exactly the way we Josephus brings it down. It sounds like they were made that they actually killed him, and it wasn't just assumed that he died, but that seems to be how the Marshal wants to be miyashiv these two things. And the Magi on the bottom of Yosef and of Josephus, he says maybe it's not a kasha b'chlal, maybe it was the Chani Amagel Taked died during this Maisa with Hurkanus Aristobulus because of his tefillah. So he davened that he should die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memala that bakasha. Then he died through this Maisa that happened with Hurkanus and Aristobulus. So it's not so clear exactly how the Misa happened, how to be miyashiv that Josephus with our Gemara, but Al-Kapanim, that's what the Gemara is made. The Gemara is made that he died because of this bakasha, Archavrusa or Misusa, and this is a little bit about the godless and the Gvaldik Kecha tefillah of Chani Hamagel.